Hey guys, Norelli here. In this episode, I want to kind of just keep it to the point, hopefully not make it that long, and talk about loss, or losing, not loss in the sense of interpersonal relationships and stuff like that, but as it relates to poetry and things, and my journey. So it's definitely going to be in contrast to my previous episode, which was pretty positive. It was talking about momentum and how I felt this momentum, incredible high from this show and all that. This episode is kind of the opposite. And interestingly enough, I actually thought about doing this topic during my last feature, which was in New York last weekend, and it was before I went up on stage that I thought about doing this topic for this next episode, which is interesting. And the reason for that is that, well, there were a couple of reasons. I was so hyped for my New York feature, and I love going to New York for anything poetry related or arts related, and I just expected it to be a great time, like it was the last time I was in New York. Anyway, I get to the feature, or get to the venue, and the organizers of this particular open mic poetry event thing that they curate, they were there. I hadn't met them before that day. I had communicated with them through a mutual friend who kind of connected me to them, or mutual contact, and I had been talking to them via DMs about like logistical things and all that. But yeah, they invited me to do a feature, and I was really excited. And I had seen their social media stuff before, like the social media, you know, before with their different events and their open mics, and they looked really awesome, so I was really excited. But the thing about this particular day was there were not many people there at all, and that's one thing. Like, the attendance was close to none. Like, there were like a handful of people there besides the performers. And so that definitely bums you out. It's happened a lot, or it happens often, but it's just like part of what you have to come to expect, I guess. But kind of bums you out a little bit. You feel a little bit less energy when that kind of thing happens. And basically, so that was that. I sat myself down, and I was waiting for my turn to go up, and one of the organizers, he comes up to me, and he's like, "Oh, would you mind getting in a picture with this guy? I want to post it up on social media so that it looks like there's a lot of people here." And I was really off-put by that, and I didn't want to be outwardly, like, I'll just use, for lack of a better word, a bitchy, because that was my insecurity, that I felt like that saying no would have been me being bitchy or like really rude, but it didn't sit well with me, and I didn't like that upon first, like within, I guess, minutes of meeting this person, that they were just trying to use me to promote their event, which, like, the event was already happening, and like don't believe I should be used as a woman to promote something. So I reluctantly said, like, okay, fine. Like, I didn't have the energy to be like, no, I refuse to take this picture. I didn't know this guy, but I was like, and he got some other girl too to get in the picture, and then he's like, okay, well, would you mind both of you getting on each side of him to get into this picture? And, like, sit on either side of him. And I was like, okay. That's when I had to put my foot down, and I said, absolutely not. I don't even know him. You can't use me like that to promote your event. And he kind of just got really quiet and kind of turned away. But as you can probably sense, that set a really awkward tone for the night for me. And it didn't make me feel like I was being valued for my actual, like, presence and art there, at the beginning at least. And it made me feel, I don't know, it just made me feel really strange. So I just kept thinking to myself, especially having met Gary a few, like, a couple weeks ago, Gary Vaynerchuk, who I'm referring to, and he's so big on failure, on embracing your losses and, like, kind of even enjoying them. And for some reason, he just came into my head that day, that night, and I thought, you know what? I not only have to accept this moment right now, I actually have to get used to it and expect that it's going to happen many more times in my life. And how to use it and, like, to my advantage. And so that night, the features, the acts that went before me, they were kind of in part my inspiration. They went up, and the way they were playing, the way they were up on stage, they acted as if there was a sold out room, and they acted as if, like, there were tons of people, you know, eagerly waiting what they had to say. And that was so inspiring to me, that there can be such, I don't know, like, such a discouraging environment in some, by some measures, and someone can still have so much resolve to not have their internal kind of compass or, like, energy or force shaken by that. That is so inspiring to me, and I see that so often with so many different indie artists, because it is so hard out there for indie artists. Rejection is constant. Like, no one listening to your stuff is a constant. I was so inspired, and immediately kind of something switched in me, in my head, and I thought, you know what? There's no way I'm gonna make this night about just, like, being bitter over, like, whatever just happened, or didn't happen. And I'm just gonna act like these other artists were acting, like they were performing to a sold out audience, like at, I don't know, Lincoln Financial Field. And I just kind of tuned out everything else, and I tried to do that. And it felt really good. I felt as if I was kind of doing it for myself. And I always say, like, write for myself, but what I mean by doing it for myself in this sense is I was trying to just fully enjoy myself. I was trying to, like, enjoy, like, even, like, the stories, like, the poems that I was telling. I was trying to relive, like, how and what they felt like when I wrote them. And enjoy the fact that, like, even regardless of all the things that disappointed me that night, be grateful for the fact that I'm alive. I have a voice. I have the ability to write, to think up ideas and stories. I have a stage. I have a platform. I have my phone connecting me to all these people around the world. I have all of Philly still, like, you know, I have Philly to come back to, where I have so much of a community, and I have, I don't know, and I have my willpower, my resolve that hasn't been depleted up until now, despite these kinds of things happening, you know, at every interval, pretty frequently sometimes, depending on the season of my life. And it just ended up being another beautiful night for me, because I did it for myself. And aside from that, I connected with a couple really great artists, and I made a couple bucks, like a little bit of money, but that's besides the point. But I don't know. I just really wanted to talk about... I really wanted to talk about losing. Because it's such a big part of... of the indie artist hustle that I didn't expect it. I didn't anticipate it from afar. And in that moment when stuff like that happens, it can feel so defeating. But I have to make it a practice, a commitment to just snap myself out of it every single time. And remind myself that I have to go through this. Like, I have to. It's definitely those moments that strengthen me and make me feel, like, indestructible. If I can survive, like, no one watching my stuff, like, people not really getting my stuff, me pouring my heart out, then I can survive a lot more than if I have a lot of people around me being like, oh my god, you're so great, that was awesome. That, those moments don't actually teach you that much. They make you feel great, don't get me wrong, but they don't really teach you. And I know this is a very cliche topic, and but it's so true. Anyway, that's all I'm going to say about this for now. I'm probably going to do a lot more on failure and different aspects of failure. But man, failure is so real. Before I end, like, I'm going to add one other kind of failure, which is I come up with a experimental poem, or I do a lot of this on Instagram where I share some, like, sort of crazy idea poem that came to my head on a whim, and no one understands it. And that's also the type of failure if you're looking at it from the outside in. But if I look at it from the inside out, which is I wrote this from a place of what I was, from a place that was the truest to myself in a given moment, from the deepest part of inside of me, then it does not feel like a failure. Anyway, it's always a push and pull. I don't know how much it made sense. This topic was really weird, in terms of how I talked about it. But thank you for listening.